Good day to you. I'm glad you're able to join me today for a second look at a reading from Sunday's worship as we celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord, the day we celebrated the Magi, the wise men, coming to see Jesus. And so again, we hear from Matthew chapter 2, the first two verses. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, when Herod was king, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When we think about the wise men, we think about the star in the sky. We think about the gifts that they came to give to Jesus, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. But we really don't know much about these men. These wise men who understood the stars, they were stargazers. They looked at the stars. They studied the stars, and they came and they followed this special, unique star, and it led them to Jesus. But not initially. First, it led them to Israel, to the land where Jesus was, and then it must have stopped shining. It must have been daylight. And so they went to King Herod and they asked the question, where is he who was born king of the Jews? They thought the king would be the most logical place to go visit, in Jerusalem. But we think about these men, they're mysterious. Their actual homeland is unknown. Many believe that they came from Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq. Maybe some people think it was even further away than that, but we just don't know. Either way, these men showed dedication. They showed zeal to come and worship Jesus. They came a long way away. They followed a star in the sky. And when they finally saw Jesus, they bowed down and they worshiped him. They were overjoyed when the star finally pointed them to the house where Jesus was, that little child Jesus. And imagine that, the zeal, the dedication to want to worship the King of the Jews, the King, their King, the Savior of the world. We've just come off celebrating Christmas. This week, schools are starting back into session for the second half of the year, you might say. Christmas decorations are being taken down. And yet, maybe we can take one more lesson from the wise men. Maybe we could have the same zeal and dedication to want to worship Jesus. Let me tell you what I mean by that. First of all, let's have the zeal, the joy. We want to worship Jesus. We came to worship him on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But maybe that zeal begins to fade and being taken away, like those decorations being put away for the year. How could we not have zeal and joy for worshiping Jesus and coming to worship him when we have a Savior who is born for us? He is Christ the Lord. How could our lives ever be the same as they were before we saw Jesus? And then maybe the dedication. The wise men traveled for a long, long way to find Jesus. They made a special stop at King Herod's, and they got some information there. But they were dedicated. They continued, even when the star faded in the daylight, they still wanted to find Jesus. They were dedicated to it. As we come and worship Jesus and desire to worship Jesus with joy and zeal, maybe we need to be reminded of our dedication too. We may not have to travel very far to worship Jesus, to come and gather together around word and sacrament to see and hear of Jesus. But we have Jesus. He's come to us, and so we faithfully want to worship him and gather around to hear his word. That is done with dedication, to zealously and joyously and dedicated to serve and follow Jesus and worship him. And so as this new year has begun, may we, like the wise men, have zeal and joy and dedication to worship our Savior, who has been born King of the Jews, the King of our hearts, the King who is Christ the Lord. May God be with you today. And let me close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending that star in the sky to point the wise men to Jesus. Use your word to shine brightly in our hearts, to shine on Jesus, your Son whom you sent to save us. May we desire to worship and gather together and be and hear your word with such joy and zeal and dedication as the wise men came and followed the star to see Jesus. Amen.